Would you please rise?
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, and thou art friend of me.
Thankful, Father, for your love and long-suffering with each of thy creation. And I do ask and pray, Lord, even in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that you forgive us and where we have sinned before thee, where we do fall short. I do pray that we might be strengthened and helped throughout our lives. I pray, Lord, that our hearts would be softened, that we would look to thee in an eye of faith and the hope that surely thou art preparing a place for us in the many mansions that are with thee and thy Son. I pray, Father, that you would be with your people this day, and that you'd be with your servant, that as he speaks to us this morning, that we might receive those words with gladness, that we would apply them to our lives, that we might learn more of thee. I pray, Lord, for those who are sorely afflicted, those of the elderly, I pray that you might comfort them. I pray that you be with Ruth this morning as she is administered to, that she might be relieved and comforted, Father. I pray for the little one that is going to be held up before thee. I pray, Lord, that you be with the servants who will do this, that we would fulfill the commandments even as you have given by example, by thy Son. Father, that little one would be watched over throughout its life, and that it would be presented to thee. I pray, Lord, now for your love to abide within our hearts. We do thank thee and love thee, Father, and we ask these blessings in the holy name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you arise again?
See that the last of our wanderers got home last night, yesterday afternoon. An answer to prayer. For it is good to see each and every one to gradually find their way home after travel so many miles. I found out this morning that the past few weeks that Sunday school has been on the subject of prayer. And if we just continued our Sunday school class for another hour this morning, I wouldn't have to stand up here today. I had to go and pick prayer to speak on this morning. So if you will just remember all the scriptures that you have read on both sides of that blackboard and all the discussion and just fit it in wherever it belongs as I go along this morning, you'll probably have a better sermon than what I can deliver myself. You know, when Don and I leave Yucatan, our brothers and sisters there all tell us the same thing. We have many stops to make for one final round before we start home. And they all thank you for your love. And again, they send their love to you. They thank you for your prayers. And that they will continue to pray for you. And they tell us that they know we have a long journey ahead of us, over many dangerous miles of highway, and that their prayers will go with us. They know that we are going to conference, and so that their prayers also will be for conference time. They believe in prayer. They believe in the power of prayer. And they know what it can do for them in their everyday lives. They asked Don and I to pray for them. And in turn, they asked us to ask you to continue to pray for them. Because they need our prayers just as we need theirs. We must pray for one another. We know all the conditions in the world that we live in today. And we need all the help that we can get to help us to keep a hold of that rod of iron and to walk that straight and narrow path. To stay away from that broad way that leads to destruction. I sometimes wonder when we pray for others, not just and other locals here, but for our brothers and sisters there in Mexico. If we really care, do they mean that much to us? I pray that we do. For they do when they pray for you. I've seen them stand there with tears in their eyes when they pray for you. When they know one of you is sick and afflicted one way or the other. Yes, I hope that we do. If we have problems in our everyday life, we pray about it. And from time to time, we even ask our brothers and sisters to help us, that they too will pray about it. For we have learned through past experience the power of combined prayer. At least I hope we have. When we have physical problems and needs, we do just exactly as my Aunt Ruth did a while ago. She asked for the elders to administer to her. If we have temporal or spiritual problems, again, we ask for prayers. Not only our own, but for others to pray for us. But are we sure that we will get answers? I'd like to read in Luke 11th chapter what Jesus tells us about that. I'm only going to read two verses, 9 and 10. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it'll be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. No stipulation on what the problem is, or how big or how small. Just ask. We know what is small to us as adults can be a gigantic problem to a child. And reverse, the other way around, what is a gigantic problem to a child can be nothing to us. But again, we just ask, no matter how small or how large. If I was to ask each and every one of you here today, what would be worthy of prayer, I would get as many answers as I see of those sitting in front of me right now. And you know what? As many as answers that I would get, each and every one of you would be right. Whereas you saw this morning, as you surely have seen through the scriptures in the past few weeks as you studied prayer, there are many things to ask for. We are told many things to ask for. Nothing too large or too small. No subject too great. Everything we do, from the time we get up each and every morning, till the time we go to bed at night, is worthy our time and effort to pray about. God wants to know about it. Oh, I know that He knows about it already, same as you. But He wants us to be aware that He knows and cares. So we go to Him in prayer. Short prayer, long prayer, makes no difference. We talk to Him. And as was pointed out this morning, There's something else that goes hand in glove with prayer. And that's faith. Now I'd like to read in Moroni, 7th chapter, 1 verse. Verse number 26. And as sure as Christ liveth, he spake these words unto our fathers, saying, whatsoever things ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is good, in faith believing, that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be done unto you. In my name, which is good, in faith believing. Now we know that the name of Jesus is good, but that's not what it means there. If whatever you are praying about is good, that's what it means. We will receive. Now I know that also, as it was brought out this morning, that sometimes there's little doubts that creep in, and our faith wavers a little, but we can't let that happen. We have to believe. Now this year, when Don and I were in Mexico, we was driving down the road and we began hearing a terrible noise. Something that didn't belong in that truck. So we had to find out what it was. And we determined what it was. It was a bad universal. And if any of you have ever had a bad universal in your vehicle, you know what kind of problem it can cause. You also know what kind of noise it makes, and vibration it causes in your vehicle. And there's a danger of you being left stranded somewhere along the road. Well, that's bad enough here at home, where you can speak the language real well. You get off the road. But Mexico is something else. You got to dig out the dictionary in order to understand what you want to tell the people the problem is. And even then, it's not always right. You can't get off the road. If you break down, you're right on the road. But we were committed. We had to be in another town about 45 miles away. That meant all the way there and all the way back, maybe 90 miles round trip. And the noise was getting worse, and the vibration was getting worse all the time. We knew it was bad because we had crawled underneath there to take a look at it. We grabbed the drive shaft and shook it. Sure enough, it rattled. We could see the slop. We knew we couldn't get too far. But there's no telephones there. You can't telephone ahead. Say, Brother Placido, we got a problem. We can't make it today or tonight. We got a bad universal we got to work on. We have to go. So what did we do? We went. But we prayed about it. We had to. We told the Lord of our problem, what was needed, where we had to go, what we had to do. Now, I don't know what was running through Don's mind as we traveled down the highway. And that noise was getting louder, the vibration was getting more. I had faith that the Lord heard our prayers, but yet in my humanness, little doubts began to kind of slip in. And I'd catch myself saying, no, we can't make it. But then I'd say, you've got to have more faith in the power of your prayers. You will make it. And everything would be fine for little ways, and I'd catch myself thinking the other way again. For that clunking was getting pretty loud. It's getting loud enough, perhaps maybe the Lord heard it too. For he did something about it. No, he didn't fix it. But he did the next best thing. He caused that it would hang together for a day or two until we could get that 40 miles one way and 40 miles back to a Chevy garage to get something done. We made it. There and back. And even made it down to the garage. Even though every time we had to stop, it was getting louder, and we thought it was going to be right there in the middle of the road. But when they pulled that universal off for that drive shaft, they found not one, but all three universals were bad. Perhaps if I'd known that, I would have had some doubts. But we can't afford to doubt. At conference time, in one of our elders and apostles meeting, one of our brothers stood and said that he was amazed that some of us stood so quickly to answer to a particular problem we had. And I had to tell him that I was amazed that he was amazed that we did so rapidly. Hadn't we just finished 2 days of solemn assembly? And for months before that, hadn't we prayed for the discerning of the Spirit? That when conference time came, that we would know in all matters of those things that was to come up before us. Yes, I was amazed that he was amazed. For I knew then as well as I know now We didn't doubt. We had been granted by God just exactly what we had asked for. That we would not be deceived, and that we would know the truth as we did, with no doubts. We have to pray and to have faith to be able to discern the truth. Second Nephi, 6th chapter, 23rd verse tells us, Nephi says, the devil has transformed himself nigh into an angel of light. And if we're not careful, we can be deceived. Alma 16:67 says almost the same thing. Behold, the devil hath deceived me, for he hath appeared unto me in the form of an angel. The devil knows that the end is near, and he must work overtime to deceive, to accomplish his mission. Part of his deceiving is to teach a man that he must not pray. I'd like to go to 2 Nephi, 14th chapter. Eleventh verse. I'd like to just read the last part of that 11th verse right now. For the evil spirit teacheth not a man to pray, but teach him that he must not pray. And why does he do this? Because he doesn't want man to be in touch with God. He wants our minds to be somewhere else, rather on things that pertain to our soul and the hereafter. I'm going to come back to this and read some more here in a little bit, but I want to go right now to Mosiah, first chapter. Oh, it's a hard place to know where to start. I'm going to start at the 86th verse. Read to the 89th. O all ye old men, and also ye young men, and ye little children who understand my words, for I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye might be awakened unto the remembrance of the awful situation of those who have fallen into transgression. We want to always remember our brothers and sisters who have wandered away, who have known and yet slipped some way. Pray God be merciful unto them. And moreover, I would desire that ye should keep on, that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those who have kept the commandments of God. For behold, they shall be blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. Now I'd like to go back to... No, I'm not. Spiritual is a part right here that concerns us the most. It's the most important. And I want to finish that in 2 Nephi. Only I'm going to read both verses this time instead of just that last half of that. That was the second chapter, 14th chapter of 2 Nephi, page 164, if you've lost it. For if you would hearken unto the Spirit which teacheth a man to pray, you would know that ye must pray. For the evil spirit teacheth a man not to pray, but teacheth him that he must not pray. But behold, I say unto you that ye must pray always and not faint, that ye must not perform anything unto the Lord, save it in the first place that ye shall pray unto the Father in the name of Christ, that he will consecrate and performance unto thee, that thy performance may be unto the welfare of thy soul. Now I want to go to 3 Nephi. Eighth chapter. Page 651, verse 47. I'm going to read verse 47 and then go turn the page. It's just some of the things that we should pray for. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always that ye be tempted, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and led away captive by him. Turn the page there and top the next page. Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. For Satan desireth you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore ye must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And we might also add in there, what was that we read back there in 14th chapter, 2 Nephi, also pray for the welfare of our souls. That's what we must learn to pray for. That's what's important, is the welfare of our soul. Devil doesn't care about this mortal body. This house of clay that we call it sometimes. He cares what lives inside of it. That's what he wants to destroy. I'd like to go to Mosiah once again. First chapter. Page 215. And read the 90th and the 91st verse. And if ye hold out faithful unto the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. It's quite a promise, isn't it? Oh, remember, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. Do we need any better reason to pray? I don't think so. I don't know what song they picked out this morning for a closing song. I'd like to close with number 263 in the red book. That'd be all right. 263.
The closest there. Continue with us throughout this day. Help us to keep it holy before Thee, and bring us safe again this evening as we meet together to continue in our worship before Thee. And we ask and pray these things in the holy name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.